You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says the fight against the coronavirus has now entered a decisive phase. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the epidemics in Iran, Italy and South Korea highlight the potential severity of the virus.
No country should assume it won't get cases. That could be a fatal mistake, and quite literally. This virus does not respect borders. It does not distinguish between races or ethnicities. It has no regard for a country's GDP or level of development.
Many planning to take part in the Islamic Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca have expressed mostly understanding for a decision by Saudi authorities to temporarily stop foreign pilgrims from entering the kingdom. Alal Hamania from neighbouring Jordan was registered for this year's pilgrimage.
A decision was taken just last night because of the coronavirus, and this of course will harm all. We are not angry that our trip was cancelled. We were afraid of going on the trip because of the spread of illness. Thanks to Allah in any way.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which hosts millions of pilgrims every year, says it's also suspending visas for tourists from countries where the virus is what it calls a danger. The unprecedented decision to halt the pilgrimage could prevent millions of Muslims from undertaking a major religious rite that many spend years saving up for. Shihada Al-Mahamid, the manager of an international transport company in Jordan, isn't so understanding.
So far, the decision is surprising. Stopping trips is like sudden death to us. We don't know what to do or what the procedures by the Saudi authorities are. We have no information. We were informed only that buses carrying people are not allowed to cross into Saudi Arabia.
The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus epidemic is at a decisive point as countries across the globe battle to contain the deadly outbreak. Rick Brennan, WHO Regional Director of Emergency Operations, says the world was simply not prepared.
I would say that there's a general recognition that globally we're not ready for the big outbreaks, and we're really playing catch up right now. We're really trying to accelerate our preparedness. There was an annual report that came out last year from what's called the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board, and they've made it quite clear that the international community and individual governments have not invested adequately in disease preparedness.
But China is promising COVID-19 will be brought under control by late April. Xiong Nanshan is a Chinese scientist who discovered the SARS virus in 2003.
We predicted that the peak should come in the middle of February, close to the month end, and the confirmed cases really dropped after February 15. Now that the situation abroad has changed, we have to take another look. Although the epidemic emerged in China, the virus might not have originated from China. They predicted that the disease can be controlled as early as the end of May, but our forecast is that the epidemic can basically be controlled by the end of April.
World financial markets have plunged on fears that the widespread lockdowns could hamper business activity, while sport matches and festivals have been cancelled to try and stem infections. Security General of India's Communist Party, D. Raja, is calling for international calm.
There should not be any panic. Nobody should create a fear across the world. It is menace before the entire humanity, not before the people of China alone. And we need the international solidarity and support to fight this menace.
Meanwhile, the first case of coronavirus has been detected in Northern Ireland. Chief Medical Officer Michael McBride has revealed in an emergency press conference.
I want to confirm that the patient is receiving specialist care, and public health staff here are now working rapidly to identify any contacts the patient has had with the aim of preventing further spread.
The new case brings the total number of people diagnosed with COVID-19 in the United Kingdom to 16. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.